Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of $10K Dollar Day. Today, we're talking about robes, kangaroos, and cheese.
Well, those are three reasons to listen to this episode.
Here we go. It's going to be Gouda. Hello, everyone. Welcome to $10K Dollar Day. This is the comedy podcast about imaginary luxury travel, and you're here for episode 255. I'm Allison Burns.
I'm Lulu Pickhart.
Yeah, and we're so excited that you're here today. We're going to talk about our obsessions, our wish list. We're going to talk about where we spent $10,000 in one day and why. Then we're going to do a little 10K role play. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yeah, so let's get started with obsessions. Now, listen, Lulu is not going to be surprised when she hears this.
What?
Because I just got back from New York City. We hung out for 4 days. It was a whirlwind of a time. And my obsession is something that I discovered at her apartment. She knows what it is.
I do?
Yeah. It was on top of your refrigerator, and I took it, and I like it.
Wait, before you say it, because everyone's like, what is it, right? Before she says it, the funny thing is we talked about this for 4 days nonstop. Yeah. And every time that we talked about it, it was like it was new again. And yeah. I already owned it, and I still talk about it like it's new again. That's how much we love this.
I wish at this point we were live and people could chime in and tell us what they think we're talking about. What could live on top of the refrigerator that they talked about for 4 days? I don't think they'd ever guess.
I think you would. I think they would because how many things do you find on refrigerators?
Well,
name five.
Well,
that's
I know
what it is.
I know what I keep on top of my refrigerator.
Okay, what do you keep on top of your refrigerator?
I keep lunch boxes.
Uh-huh.
That's it. Yeah.
Oh, see, here's the thing. What you found on my refrigerator is just where I keep them all the time.
Yeah. Is it because your pantry is not tall enough?
Well, now we're just giving it all away, aren't we? It is because...
Wait, is this a good answer or you've never thought about it?
It's just a dumb answer, but it's a true answer. And the real answer, but you kind of have to tell people what it is.
Yeah.
So the real answer is that Jerry Seinfeld always has all these cereal boxes in his pantry, and he has like a cool open pantry. When I was growing up, I was like, whoa, that guy has a New York apartment and has lots of cereal, and that's the type of person I want to be. And so I keep my cereal on top of the fridge, and I don't like it there. Wait, but here's the thing. I don't like that I keep it there.
Okay.
Because I don't actually like seeing the boxes.
The food out. Okay.
But my hand habit puts it on the fridge.
Okay.
And then, then later I move it. So anyway, everyone, it's cereal.
I'm glad that I saw it. Specifically, it was the maple Cheerios.
Hello.
And what's funny is I have Honey Nut Cheerios. That's what we eat here a lot. And the box is like a golden brown. And then all the regular Cheerio boxes are like white or whatever. Well, this box to the naked eye looked like a normal Cheerio box. So instead of going out and getting New York food, I was like, I'm just going to have a bowl of cereal.
Just in case you want to know what phase we are in our vacationing.
Yeah.
I live in Midtown, literally in one of the best. I mean, there's so much good food within 2 blocks of my apartment. But what did you find?
Yeah, maple Cheerios. But it was a surprise. So I pour the Cheerios in thinking they're just normal. Pour the oat milk in, take my first bite, and had like, what? I don't know if you guys have ever eaten something that you weren't prepared for it to taste like. Because yeah. I feel like most of the foods you try, you're like, okay, I kind of know what this is going to be like. No, it was such a surprise. I was just addicted. They're so delicious. So maple Cheerios, that's my new obsession.
For the win. Yeah.
Yeah. What's your obsession? Yeah.
My obsession is the heated throw that you used. Oh. My little pink heated throw. Because mm-hmm. I bought a heated, it's like a little blanket
yeah.
that's heated. And I love it. I that's can't so good. Get enough of it. Because I don't keep the heater on in my apartment. Mm-hmm. So I just have to rely on like slippers and blankets and things.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome. All right. Well, now let's talk about wish list. What's your wish list, Lou?
Okay. What I wrote down was I wish that we were housemates.
Yeah.
I miss living with you. We had a good time and we also had a really nice apartment.
We did.
Well, it was nice. It was nice, right?
It was nice. It was very small, but we each had our own room.
A randomly giant room. Remember?
It was. Yeah. And the bathroom was, remember, amazing. Remember the walk-in? It just didn't, there was no hot water.
No, we had two bathrooms.
We did?
This is when, oh, everyone, we're talking about when we lived in Brooklyn and we were doing an off-Broadway show. And this is actually not a big apartment.
Did you have your own?
No. There were two bathrooms. There was the main one with the shower and the wine shelf.
Yeah.
And then just across from it was a smaller one that didn't have a shower.
That's right.
We had two bathrooms.
That's right.
We just never really needed the second one.
Yeah. And we used to sit and watch shows till odd hours of the night.
That's all we did. We just ate pizza and watched shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was our life.
It's a good wish list.
Maybe that's why we don't do anything when we hang out.
Because that's what we're used to.
Because it feels like we just live together.
Yeah.
And we like that.
Yeah. It's just comfortable.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Well, here's what would make my life more comfortable. So my wish list is I wish that the Roomba, which you now have and I have, had a tracking device on it. So, you know, on your phone, it has the app. It'll tell me, hey, the Roomba's left wheel is stuck. Sometimes I can't find the Roomba because it's underneath something. So
but
like
you can make it make a sound.
How? I can't find that on my app.
On the app.
I can't. We'll have to look at this afterwards. I tried to look all over the app and I could not figure out how to do it.
Yeah, my mom's old Roomba was really hard to find. Like you would just be like, I don't know. We don't know.
I still haven't. I came home yesterday from New York. Can't find it. I've looked under everything. I don't know where it is.
It's so
and
weird.
I know it's here because it's like it couldn't complete its job.
Won't it sting like once a while until it loses its battery?
I haven't heard it.
Like once every couple hours until
well,
it loses
we must
its battery.
Be ships in the night passing. Me and my Roomba.
What if Hannah left the door open one day and it just like went out into the sidewalk and it was like, whoa, I'm free. It's so dirty out here.
Oh my God. That would actually be a great Pixar movie.
It would be the Roomba that got out.
Mm-hmm.
What if
run,
it was,
Roomba, run.
No, but what if it was just like an old Roomba that's like in the yard and it's just a little Roomba looking at it from the back deck and they're like, that's old Roomy. He got out. But out there, we can't survive.
Yeah, because they just have, there's too much to pick up.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right.
All right. Well, let's think about that for a while as we go to our 10K
day.
It's a 10K dollar day. Imaginary travel and a laugh for two.
As we tell you all the crazy things we wanna do.
We buy top drawer,
but we don't really pay.
So say what's your happy and you'll be our bay.
Here we go.
Awesome.
Yeah. Okay, I'm here with Christian Botger. He is a hip-hop extraordinaire dancer. And I need you to give me one word, a single word, any word.
Ecstatic.
Ecstatic. That's our word of the day. All right. So that is Christian Botger. He is a hip hop choreographer. He travels with Blake McGrath. For any of you who are dancers in the dancer world, that name will sound familiar. And he's his assistant and travels the world helping him out. So super, super amazing dude. He works at the studio part-time when he's not traveling. So that was his word, ecstatic.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I can't wait to see where you are going.
All right. So ecstatic took me to Avalon Beach, Australia.
Oh, I've never heard of this.
Now, here's something you may not have known. Here's a tidbit of information about Avalon Beach. In the late 1990s, the hit TV show Baywatch had planned to relocate and film exclusively at Avalon Beach. But the quiet surf town was not impressed with this Hollywood takeover, and they insisted that the show leave the beach after only one episode was filmed.
Only one?
Yes.
Is this new Baywatch or old Baywatch?
1990s.
Oh, yeah, like our Baywatch.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So they had found this town, and it is beautiful. It's on. So when I do this podcast, sometimes I'll do a little bucket list for myself after researching. This is bucket list for me. So I want to go here to Avalon Beach. So sorry, Baywatch. It would have been beautiful, but I'm also kind of loving that the town was like, nah, we're good.
That actually says a lot about that town, I think. They were like, this is more important to us than...
Yeah, it's a quiet beach town. They wanted it to stay that way. All right, so I actually found an Airbnb to stay at. For two nights in this Airbnb, $3,651.
Oh, so we're finding some luxury places here.
We are, and they're actually really, really beautiful, and that was the most expensive one. There was actually a lot of places that are very, very affordable, and this is around like $1,800 per night, but I'm telling you, it is breathtaking. Like stone walk to the beach. You're right there. Like it's probably one of the most beautiful Airbnbs I've ever seen. I would have a hard time actually leaving this place. It's that pretty.
Like, you just came on vacation and sat in my apartment in the middle of New York City. So when you say that you don't want to leave that place, I think we all believe you.
That's very true. Yeah, you're right. I'm telling you, it's so nice though, you guys. I hope our producer, you know, puts some pictures out there because it is unbelievable. All right. So then we're going to do a breakfast to go because I want to go sit at our house. We're going to get it to go and come back to the house for the view. Because this view. Oh,
so we're coming back to the house. That's how much you like it.
It's amazing.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready.
The place is here, and I'm going to give something away. So I'm just going to keep going. Okay. So there's this little cafe. It's called Cafe Relish, and it's so cute. They only have a Facebook page. This is what we're talking about, like Little Surf Town. The cutest little homemade goods, just croissants and bagels and coffee. It just looks amazing. So we're going to go there. We're going to spend about $30. We're going to grab our breakfast and go back to the Airbnb because it's that pretty. Okay. All right. They have a place here. You're going to love this. It's called Bucocino.
Yes.
And it is a one-of-a-kind venue. It's a small bookstore, but they also serve coffee and a small, carefully selected range of wines so that you can enjoy reading and sipping on your beverage of choice. And they have all kinds of events, but it is probably the prettiest library I've ever seen, like bookstore.
That it doesn't just sound like a perfect bookstore. It sounds like the only nightclub I want to go to.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's so, so beautiful. And it says we're more than just a bookstore. We stand by that promise. And the owner, Raymond Boner, is a Pulitzer Prize winning former foreign correspondent and author. I know, just amazing people. And so him, along with his partner, Sally, opened this and they said that they want to have events for the community, get people to love to read and also just talking to each other. So that's why they offer the coffee and the wine. What? And I know.
This is what they do with their life?
In Australia.
They did something right. There is some path that those two took.
I know.
Oh my gosh. Can you imagine how like kind of romantically charming their days are?
I mean, yeah.
You live in a beach town. You run a bookstore with wine so people can come by and talk. Like,
yeah.
My God.
Dream. Absolute dream. Now, I think we've talked about this on the podcast before, but I think it was a long time ago because when I first started looking up things to do, I forgot what this word meant. But you're going to know. So I found a site that said one of the best things to do in Avalon Beach is to go coastal bushwalking. Do you know what that is?
I mean, I know that in Australia, they call parts of nature the bush.
Yeah.
So it's walking around the
It's hiking.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but yeah.
I know. So I was like, bushwalking. What's bushwalking? And then they were like, hiking. I was like, okay.
When you say bushwalking, it makes me feel like you have a machete and you're like cutting.
Yeah, like whacking. In front of you. Yeah.
But it's not like that.
No.
Oh, it's literally just hiking.
Just hiking anywhere you want to go. But they have some amazing, what they coin, hidden coastal walks that if you go to this link, they show you like where it's kind of off the beaten path, what the tourists can't find, that sort of thing. So we're going to do that and everything's free. All of these coastal walks are completely free. So you can now also see why I also added this to my bucket list, because as I was researching, I was like, oh, I could actually afford this day. Because it wasn't easy to get the money up. Okay. Just FYI. All right. Get ready for this experience. It's been a while since I've done an Airbnb experience, and I found one here that I cannot pass up. It's called Cheese and Kangaroos, the experience.
Well, let's do it. That sounds fun.
Yeah. So basically, and it's not cheap, but it's also something that I feel like is like once in a lifetime. So you would do it. It's $244 per person. So you and I together, $448.
Okay.
Oh gosh, you guys. So first of all,
are there real kangaroos?
Oh yeah. But listen to this description. First of all, they had me sold in the first paragraph. This is what it says. Free wine and cheese all day.
All day?
All day.
Okay.
Yeah. So you start your day at this local hotel. There's a cafe inside. You will be ordered a free coffee while we chat, laugh, relax, and meet all the people on the tour.
How long is this experience?
It is, I don't know. Maybe we'll find that out. I mean, it's just wine, cheese, and kangaroos. So I feel like it can't be an entire day.
I know, but they said all day.
And they did.
And they don't realize that I can eat wine and cheese all day.
All day. That's true. That's true. It does say that the drive that we're going to the Hunter Valley. It does take a couple of hours. So we are driving. So it probably is at least half a day experience. But it says sit back.
Eating cheese and drinking in the car while someone drives us?
No. That's why you get coffee and then you're going to relax in the car, listen to music, share some conversations as you drive to Hunter Valley. But here's the thing. As you drive there, you stop at 4 wineries on the way.
There we go.
You taste a minimum of 25 wines. I know. It says you'll sip, taste, graze, learn, explore, and meet the winemakers as you find your perfect wine. And then there are gourmet cheese platters also served throughout the day.
Yes, please.
And then it says a very cheesy lunch with a cheese and charcuterie board.
Okay.
I know. And then you go to this little, it doesn't exactly say where it is, but basically it's a tuft of land where the kangaroos are.
So these are wild kangaroos.
Yes. They take you to see them.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, is this like a safari or are you having a picnic
It's picnic-y because all the pictures, everyone looks super cute. They're in like tennis shoes, but like cute little dresses. And they're like all laughing and smiling, eating bread. I mean, it just looks amazing. They have done a wonderful job with this, you know, advertising. Marketing. Yeah. It's so good.
It sounds awesome. I've never done anything like that. So
I know.
I've never seen a kangaroo in person.
Me either. Only on YouTube.
And I want to see them box. I want to see them.
Yeah. You know,
do that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. They're pretty vicious. I feel like.
I think they're dangerous.
Yeah. I think so too. You can't like come at them.
No.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. So after that, here is where I got this place from because of the word ecstatic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, tell me.
Okay. So not far from Avalon Beach, there is an event that happens periodically. And We're going to put the link in our show notes in the newsletter, but once you go to it, you'll have updated events. So if you are in the Avalon Beach area, or if you're going there, I'm going to go one day, like you can keep checking to see if it's coming up. But this is what they have. It's called Breathwork and Ecstatic Dance with DJ Veda. Okay.
Oh.
This is a community gathering. It says it's designed to take you on an evolutionary journey through the body and soul.
Oh.
Elevate your state. Raise your vibration, activate your energy body through ecstatic dance and Himalayan breath work. This says it is a sober experience designed to transform, heal, and uplift as we use our energy source through breath, free movement, and togetherness.
So this is a group experience.
Yes.
Where you're yep. moving together. Mm-hmm.
And what it sounds like to me, because I did do a little bit of research, is this, it's basically like some breathing first. So they're sitting, it's kind of yoga-y. They do lots of breath stuff. And then ecstatic dance, from what I've researched, is free movement. And it is led by somebody, but that person isn't giving you like a combination to learn. It's all based on like movement and breath. And like, if the music is slow, it's the slow. Do you know what I mean? It's very like—
Are you making up your own movements?
I think the instructor, the leader, is making up the movement. And then it kind of trickles through the crowd, right?
It kind of sounds like— an acting exercise.
Yeah.
So you know, like when join it's like on. Move through water and then yeah. like feel the water around you. Now ripple with each other.
Yes.
And like, that's what it kind of sounds yeah. like to me.
That's which what it sounds like to me.
Which is not unenjoyable. Like if everybody's in it,
yeah.
it can be pretty amazing.
Yeah. So it's $65 for this experience. And it's for 2 hours at night. And I thought that we should do that before we eat. Because if we end up sweating and moving, we don't want to be like, bleh, you know, with food in our stomach. So we went to that. We did the ecstatic dance event.
I'm in.
I know, right? Okay.
Yeah. I would totally do that.
Oh, but this is what I did. I just went back to my notes.
Oh, okay.
I did buy out the experience.
For everybody.
For everybody. And also because I wanted you to be able to choose if you wanted the experience to be just you and I, or if you wanted a room full of people. So now we have the option to offer it to free for anyone who wants to be there, or you and I can just do it by yourself. So together for the 20 spots, it's $1,300. We bought it out.
Whoa. Do you realize that if you start running ecstatic joy workshops, you'll make $1,300?
I know, right? For 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. It actually has a place on there on this website. It's like, start your own.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, start looking, everyone, for that 10K dance away where you can come be ecstatic.
That's amazing. I love that. All right. So now we're going to go to dinner. Now, here's what happened. I was actually looking for a Michelin star restaurant in Avalon Beach. Did you know that there are also Michelin star hotels?
Really?
Well, here's the thing.
From the same company?
It's on the Michelin.com. Like, it's on their website, the guide, Michelin guide.
Yeah.
Because I searched Avalon Beach Michelin star restaurant and this place popped up and I was like, oh, this is cool. It looks like a house. Well, I click on it. It is a house, but it was on the Michelin guide.
Okay. Well, here's something about the Michelin guide, because we've eaten at a few things that have Michelin stars and the food has always been great. I've never eaten anywhere that had a Michelin star where I wasn't like, I don't get it.
Yeah.
Okay. And they're not all fancy places. Some of them are like hole in the walls.
Yeah.
But it is the same company as the tires. It's not, not the same company as the tires. And while it is like a real thing, it's also just actually an addendum to like this tire company.
Right.
So, I mean, it's its own thing now. So what I'm saying is they could very well be expanding. Maybe they're like, well, people trust us so much about our restaurants. Let's move into the AAA territory and start doing all those things too.
Yeah, because they definitely have a restaurant tab and then a hotel tab and then a magazine tab. So magazine. That's what it says. I haven't clicked on magazine yet, but
now they're just being greedy.
I know, right? Now you here's the thing.
Do all the time, Michelin.
I know. They're just like taking over. I am actually, I need to send you this link to this place because
right,
yeah, I need you to look at it. It's I'm going to stay here one day. Just want you to know.
Okay.
So this was, I'm trying to search for the Michelin star restaurant. This is what I came upon. Now keep in mind, I've already gotten my Airbnb, but when I saw this,
wait a minute, I lost it.
Was like, what? It's literally in the middle of nowhere on the coast of Avalon. And the entire house is windows. The entire house is windows.
It's like you live in the ocean.
I know, on like outdoors. Like this is my dream. I just want to walk around naked in this house.
Outside, but in the inside.
But in the inside. And it's stunning.
Yeah, we need to stay here.
Well, here's the thing. It's not that bad.
Tasmania is on my bucket list.
Oh, really?
Because Tasmania is also where they have the bioluminescent water.
Oh, yeah.
And they have all of those like beautiful drives you can do the coast. This area has always been like right there.
Yeah. I mean, just it's a glass house. It's extraordinary. It says that the kitchen comes fully stocked with quality local foodstuffs.
We would never leave.
I know. And it says there's a secluded beach, that lies at the bottom of the walking path. And down there, there's a little like house that holds wetsuits and boogie boards if you want to go into the water.
It's a 3-bedroom house on the east coast of Tasmania.
Yep. It's stunning. So I decided instead of going to dinner, I was going to rent a night in that house too. So one night, $1,050.
I mean, it's a three bedroom.
For a 3-bedroom on the coast like that, that's
and you're by yourself completely.
That's it.
I'm in. Let's do it.
So we're going to go back there and we're going to watch the stars. And here's what I was thinking, because I know I just told you my dream is to like walk around that house naked. So what I'm thinking is, so we can both have some slash alone slash we're not really alone because we're in a glass house moment. Mm-hmm. I ordered one of those giant timers that you would see, you know, like the huge ones that you can see from far away. They're like this long and they have like the big numbers.
Oh,
and like
click. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So it's basically, they call them gym timers. I didn't even know that, but I got a portable gym timer. You know how much they are expensive. They're huge. There's that this one from Walmart, $723.24 for a timer.
On. You're talking about the ones that stand on their own. Like they have like a stand and it's at the outside by the waist.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're expensive.
That's big though. They're really big. They stand on their own.
I know, that's true. That's true. So what I'm going to do though, is I'm going to set that timer up where we can kind of see it from every angle. And you and I are going to start in opposite sides of the house naked.
Okay.
Every 5 minutes we'll shift rooms. So, but we'll know when to shift. So we won't ever run into each other. It won't be weird.
I think that's or you know what else we should do? We should have like plush robes, like fancy robes and not the same kind of robes.
Ooh, yeah.
Like at the entrance of every room.
That's a good idea.
So you could like, but they'd be fun robes. So you can't wait to like get to another room and try another robe.
Oh, that's cute. Okay. Yeah. You know what? I have so much money to play with. I'm also going to order three, how many rooms? Well, you also have to count like the main room. So there's like five rooms.
There's 3 bedrooms. There's the main room. There's
like the dining area.
Dining area. Then there's that, the, like a back, if there's a backyardish situation.
Oh yeah. So let's say 6 rooms and I would guarantee at least $100 per
robe. We also need slippers because you know, it does look like that floor is cold.
So $600 for robes and let's say
Cute, fancy. I mean, if you're like this,
$40.
No, I think we have to go with like nice. I think we have to go with something that's going to feel a little.
So like another $100. So maybe $1,200 total.
Yeah, for our robes and slippers.
Robes and slippers. Got it. Yeah. Adding it. Robes and slippers. Got it. Okay, great. So this is what we decided at the end of our night. We're in these robes and slippers, and I got a chef to come to us. so we don't have to leave.
Yeah. He's going to be like, I just got to this glass house with two naked women who just keep changing robes.
He's like, this is weird. He's going to tell all his friends.
Yeah, well. Well, it the name like a movie.
I know the name of this chef is Chef by the Sea. So he's going to feel right at home.
He sure will.
And so they do multiple different things, but I opted for the elegant platter, like plated dinner. So we're going to do, well, it's a minimum of 10 guests. So we're going to pay for it, even though it's just us. You get an entree, a main, a dessert. It's $70 per person. But then you also can get three canapes. What's that?
Like an hors d'oeuvre thing.
Oh, you can get three of those for an additional $12. I did that. So for all of that, for 10 people is $820.
For 10 people. Mm-hmm. That's not terrible, actually.
Oh, I know.
I think if you said like 10 people, I'll come to your house and cook all of that. And it's less than 100 a person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it. And then I added on the wine that they can bring, which is an additional $400. So then we'll be in our robes of choice, eating our plated, elegant meal in our glass house. And that brings my total to $9,622.42.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah. But I could do it.
Tasmania, man. It's so beautiful.
I know, Avalon.
It's unlike anything.
Love it. All right. So that's what we would do if we had 10K to spend in Avalon Beach, the place that I want to be one day in real life. And I'll be very ecstatic to be there. But this is what we would do if we had $10,000 to give away. Lulu, what charity did you find this week?
Okay. So this week we talked about ecstatic, and I was thinking about things that make me ecstatic. And because we just had this weekend where you and I were together and hanging out, I was able to put a couple things into my search engine, and I found Jonathan McClellan on GoFundMe.
Okay.
And Jonathan McClellan has been going to a school. This is such a local fundraiser that it doesn't even tell me what the acronyms are for this school. But his school is RHSA. One of those is an academy, I'm sure. He's been going there since he was in kindergarten. And he's now doing his Eagle Scout project.
Cute.
So his Eagle Scout project is to build a ball pit at his school.
Okay.
Which I think is amazing.
That is amazing.
And he's trying to raise $831 on GoFundMe. And he's raised $621. So the link will
amazing.
Be there. Listen, 10K if we can get this. This kid over the line, right?
That's
like
so
if 10K
cute.
Can put together a ball pit. And I picked this because when Allison was here, we went to Candytopia, which is like one of those Instagrammy bring your kids
like
somewhere.
Like pop-up things. Yeah.
Yeah, pop-up things in the city. And there was a ball pit made out of like fake marshmallows. And we took pictures in it. And it was, I haven't been in a ball pit. Because I don't have children. I don't go to kids' birthday parties, which I think is when most adults figure out how to get back into a ball pit.
That's probably true.
Yeah. And since I have no excuse to do those things, I can only do them when my middle-aged best friend comes to town.
And we're like, let's go to a ball pit. Yeah.
Let's go to a ball pit. So anyway, that made me ecstatic, us doing it. And now this person just raising this money is also making me happy.
I love it.
I think he's going to make it, y'all.
I love that. What's the deadline?
He says the appointed deadline. I don't think any adults helped him put together this fundraiser, to be honest.
That's fun, though.
It's soonish because it's going on right now. And it's in Texas. That's all I know. There's a ball pit in Texas that a kid wants to be in.
I love it.
I feel
love it.
Let's do it. How about you?
Well, listen, I stuck with what I talked about earlier. I found an actual website that's called ecstaticdance.org.
Oh, nice.
And this talks about when it was actually began, and it began in the year 2000 AD. that's in this article on the Big Island of Hawaii.
Oh, hello. That's I think that maybe we should start looking into this for real.
Yeah. So that's where it started. And basically, it blends like electronic music with like nonstop dancing. And it's now all over the world. Like it actually, you can click find a dance and it takes you to like where you can find it around you. The principles are they dance barefoot because this allows you to connect fully with the ground. Unless you have a physical condition that won't allow you to do that.
But basically, this is not a rave. Don't wear your heels.
No. They dance without words. So there's no verbal instruction. And there's no talking. Like
getting
you can't
better.
Speak.
This is getting better for me. Okay, go on.
It says it because what they want is it's a movement-based meditation. So they want it to feel like a meditative state. No drugs, no alcohol, no phones, no cameras, no scents, like no perfume.
Yep.
No expectations, no judgments, no should-haves, no oughts. Just be yourself with respect for ourselves, the space, and one another. And they just go around traveling.
Now listen, I get it. Because there was a period in my youth when I used to go to clubs. I don't know if you ever did that.
I never really did, but yeah.
This wasn't your thing, I think. But there were like maybe 4 or 5 years where it would not be unheard of for me to go somewhere with a lot of loud music and like, you know, do the thing.
Yeah.
And what takes a while, and I think it's kind of like what people talk about a runner's high.
Right. Yeah.
When you're dancing and you're like fully taken over. And I didn't do drugs or anything when I went to these clubs. So this is literally just, I'm talking about me, maybe a couple drinks, but that's about it. Right. Like at a club and there's music. And once you're out of the, oh, hey, what's your name? Blah, 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 whatever. If it's just like you dancing to the music, it does get kind of take over meditative-y.
Yeah.
Because you don't think anyone's looking at you, right? And the music is so loud. So you just kind of like feel it going through your body. And I get it. You can go kind of into a space where it frees up your mind to think about other stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it says it's a form of therapy, emotional catharsis, spiritual practice, and prayer.
Listen, you're selling me on this. Everyone. I am going to be practicing this stat.
Listen, I'm going to click find a dance when we're done and type in your zip code.
Yeah, I'm going to go and I'll report back.
But here's something you should know, and I'm sure you'll do the research on this. They have...
My brain just filled in so many things. Like, well, here's something you should know. They eat dead cats. Like, I don't know what I thought... Everyone's nude, you know.
No, but it does have to do with consent on dancing together because I feel like that's something that you would want to know because there's no speaking allowed.
I do want to know. Yes. Okay. And I like the no speaking. It means I won't be expected to make conversation.
Right. So it says if someone wants to dance with you, first of all, it says if you're not sure they want to dance with you and their eyes are closed, it's a no.
Oh,
like, don't take it personally, walk away.
Oh my gosh. Of course.
But it gives you the exact what to do. It says how to say no non-verbally. You turn away, you move hands at your heart and just nod your head like a prayer gesture.
That to me looks like come dance.
No, this means like you move away, like you move back and you could just go, no. If it's a yes, you go towards them, move closer and extend an open palm.
Yeah, so I see that. You invite in.
So one is here. Say, yes, I'll dance with you. Or no, I'm fine.
I'm good
thank
by
you.
Myself.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm here.
Yeah, I like that.
Right?
I even like that that's just part of the culture.
Yes. Yeah, because they do have some pictures on there where like this one dude has like a girl and he's like lifted her up in the air and she's just like dancing. So I'm sure that they either came together or said yes. But then a lot of people are just loving being by themselves.
And this is all like real music. This is not silent disco. People don't have headphones
on. Correct. It's all real music. I do believe the music also has no words, though. I think it's just sounds. Like
I like that,
beats.
Though.
Yeah, isn't that cool?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right, there
I'm
we
gonna
go.
I'm going to try it.
All right.
I'm going to try it.
Okay, you know what we're going to try? It's time for...
Oh, my God. There we go.
10K role play.
It. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I looked up the exact definition of ecstatic, and it does mean like joy, happy, all of those things. But another definition is a person, the noun definition, a person subject to mystical experiences. Mm-hmm. So that took me down the path of researching mystic philosophers. Mm-hmm. This is a real thing. This is someone who takes the tension toward the transcendent divine ground as the cardinal attribute of human reality per se, and explores the whole hierarchy of being from this decisive perspective.
Yes, yes, yes.
So yes. I'm so happy you could be here, mystic philosopher.
Thank you. Thank you.
So my first question for you today is, what is your obsession?
My obsession is the newest thesaurus that I was asked to edit, because so many people don't understand the description of what I do. Mm. So often people will read it and they just hear a lot of gobbledygook. They hear transcendent. They hear gravity. They hear just word. They're washing over you. You don't even know what it means.
Yeah.
And so I have developed a new thesaurus where when you're looking mm-hmm. at the descriptions of the type of things I do, you can do your own research.
Oh.
I also recommend, if you are the type that doesn't really like to look at words or ingest mm-hmm. words, you can also sleep with it under your pillow, and that also might work.
That's awesome. Oh, good. Mm-hmm. What's your wish list?
My wish list will come to pass, and I feel that manifestation is a thing that we all can learn to be comfortable with and saying our wishes out loud. Mm. I have transcended that.
Oh.
And I don't even see wishes as wishes. I see them as needs, and I see them as things that will continue to be. So when you say, what's on your wish list, I have to say nothing. Because okay. everything will happen.
Wow, that was deep. Okay. If you had $10,000 to spend on yourself, what would you do with it?
Do we believe in money, Miss Allison?
What
does that currency mean to you?
Well, we can't survive without it, unfortunately. You know, if I believe it or not.
Well, you can believe it if you want to. I mean, dollar bills are made out of matter, and so is food, and so are we. You know what I mean? So, like, if you really think about what matter is everything, and what matters yeah. might not be money, or it might be.
Right. There's there's more to that phrase. Okay, so if you had $10,000 to give away, where would you give it? Or would you not? Because what matter doesn't matter.
I could give it away, then it'll come back to me, right?
Oh,
so yeah. If you give it away and then it comes back, you're just putting energy out there. So I say, why give it away? Why not just keep it if you know it's going to come back to you?
Oh, interesting.
It's actually more efficient that way.
Right. One mm-hmm. less trip around the sun.
One less trip, one less, you know, we have a finite amount of energy, and people don't realize this because we are beings of energy. And then they say, if you are beings of energy, we have infinite energy. And I say, no. We are infinite. We have finite. I know it's a lot. It's going to take you a while to get there. But what that means is that if we're giving away things all the time, when do you have time to take it back?
Yes, that makes so much sense.
The scary thing is, I think there might be people who would nod their head and give me money.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, mystic philosopher, yeah. What's your happy?
My happy is that technology exists.
Oh.
Because I used to speak about these things just in my room.
Mm-hmm.
And I would believe that the energy I was putting out there would get to people because I was doing what I was meant to do.
Yeah.
In reality, if you record it, it actually gets to more people. I thought I could just say it in my room by myself. It turns out you actually have to stream it somewhere for people to hear it.
Right.
So thank goodness we have technology, because my strategy before of just saying it and hoping the law of attraction would bring people to my door wasn't working.
Right.
But now at least, you know, I can get out there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Very happy about it.
Best of luck.
Thank you very much. I don't need it.
All right. It was so deep.
Yeah, she was out there. Wait, did we do our happies?
Went away.
We didn't do our happies.
Dang it.
Well, guess what my happy is, because it's funny.
What's your happy?
My happy is that I found the mute button halfway through this podcast. There's a mute button on the Vocaster. on the right.
Oh, on the Bowcaster.
Uh-huh.
What is it? It looks like the thing. So like if I'm singing, Mary had a lamb, little lamb. That's fun.
I know. So I apologize that I was coughing all over the first half, but then I found the mute button.
Yeah, I just did a big sniff and you're never going to hear it. Boom, well, my boom, happy boom. Was my dirty chai tea latte I had today. So ooh, there you go.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great.
All right.
All right.
My 10K role play.
See.
Is oh, what?
It's my turn. Yes, right. Well, I did not go with such a metaphysical version of ecstasy.
Uh-huh.
I went with joyful.
Okay.
And I also went with relevant because I'm very excited to talk to you since you just won the $2 billion Powerball.
Okay.
Okay, you are ecstatic. Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
Okay, so Allison, it's great to see you here outside this 7-Eleven.
Oh, thank you. It's just a short walk from my home.
I didn't realize this involved a whole accent with a character, but I'm so excited.
Well, because if you've done the math, 99% of people that win the lotto, it's in the South. It is. Do the math, y'all. Like, I don't know why. I don't know if we buy more tickets than y'all up north, but it is in the South. We win that money down here.
All right. Well, what's your obsession right now?
Oh, well, my obsession is my Amazon cart because I have filled that mother up. It's full of stuff and I just keep looking at it. And normally it would overwhelm me and I'd be like, oh, I gotta put stuff on layaway. But not anymore. Not anymore after my $1 billion. I'm going to check out of the Amazon cart as soon as that money comes through. There's a lot of legal processes that happen first. But that Amazon, I can't stop staring at it. I'm just staring at it like every single second of the day. And I keep asking everybody that I know, I'm like, what you want from Amazon? You know?
Oh my gosh. Amazing. Okay. Well, this kind of leads into this, I guess, then what's on your wish list?
I mean, at this point, everything, I can put everything I want on that wish list and it's going to come true. I mean, did you know you can buy a boat from Amazon? You can buy a boat. I've never even searched such things. Normally, I'm just buying my toilet paper. But I put a boat on my wish list and it's going to come. So my wish list right now is huge because there are things on there that I didn't even know I wanted.
Okay. I like you. You're fun. What would you do with $10,000?
What do you mean? That's chump change. I'm gonna find that in my couch cushions. I'm gonna find that after I watch some Jeopardy at night. I'm gonna find all that 10K underneath my bed frame. What's 10K? That ain't nothing. That's how much I'm gonna spend when I go to Twisty Treat. I'm going to buy me 10K worth of ice cream cones for everybody who wants one. So what I would do with 10K, nothing, because it mean nothing to me. It don't mean nothing.
Okay. Well, how would you give it away? I mean, I know it doesn't mean anything, but
no, see, that's a very serious question because once upon a time, 10K was a lot of money to me.
Yeah. Like, was that like an hour ago?
Yeah. Like a good hour ago, I was stressed out about, you know, just $100 here and there. So that is a serious question. I would give 10K. In fact, I do plan on giving some of my money away. I have a lot of cousins. So each of them might get, I think 10K is a nice round number. I could give each of them 10K. So I think I would give it to family members who, you know, also bought lotto tickets and were disappointed in that turnout. You know, I did want to stay anonymous and the committee at the lotto said that I could not stay anonymous, that I had to go ahead and publish it in the paper. And after that, I didn't have to do TV. I just have to do the paper because not everybody reads the paper. So it's not like a huge deal. But then I decided to do this podcast, so everyone's going to know. It's totally fine though. So at this point, you know, it is what it is. And if God wanted me to be a celebrity, then so be it. You know, it's in his will, because his will be done, not mine, but yours. So I would give my 10K to my family members.
Wow. Okay. I think they would love that. And my last question to you is, what's your happy?
Oh my gosh. Chicken and waffles. This is this whole thing. This, I'm so excited that I won $1 billion. My new accountant, he told me I don't ever have to work again, and that my children don't have to work and my children's children don't have to work. And so that is a big deal. Now we are going to work because we are good members of society. But if I want to take a day off, then it's going to be fine. I'm able to do that. And I can go take my boat out on the Mississippi and just, you know, hang out there for a while and get some sun and talk to the Gators. And so, yeah, my happy is the fact that I just won the lotto. Dang it.
Well, between your chump chase and chicken and waffles, we've learned so much about you. Thank you. Good luck with everything. And I hope all your relatives are real relatives.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, uh-huh. Yes. Yes. It's real.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I think. Okay. Well, guys, thanks for being here for another episode of 10K Dollar Day. Hey, listen, if you listen to this podcast and you want to give us a word, why don't you go ahead and email us at 10kdollarday@gmail.com and we'll send you some directions on how you can send us the word of the week. We'd love to hear from you.
Dun, dun. Yes, all right. We would.
Yeah, because it's fun. We'd like to get words from especially our listeners. Yeah. All right. That's that. Let's see. 10K Dollar Day is produced by Andrea Canny. Intro by Stan Collins. Graphic art by Jacob McAllister. The 10K jingle by Rockwell and Rose. The vintage 10K Saturday episode voiceover by Charlie Hume. Thanks as always to Buzzsprout. Here we go with friends like us.
Who needs amenities?
Hey.